Track 11, David Clayton. David Clayton looks back this month on the life of one of his DJ and pirate radio colleagues, Johnny Walker.
I'm sure a great many of us who grew up listening to him on the radio over several decades were sad to learn of the death of Johnny Walker. I go back to when he was a pirate DJ on the ships on the North Sea, then he moved to Radio 1 and then gradually to Radio 2, but he's always been there, one of those pioneering DJs who showed us the way, all of us who went into the business after him. And we're losing a few now because they are, sadly, getting older. And life comes to an end even for disc jockeys to go to that great studio in the sky. I didn't know Johnny Walker other than I met him on a couple of occasions. Once with my friend Andy Archer, another pirate radio DJ, at a venue in Norwich when he packed out an auditorium just to hear him chat about music and his experiences. And one of the best experiences that he and Andy told me about was when Andy Archer was standing in for Johnny Walker when he was doing his Frinton Flashers thing. And if you didn't know what that was, let me remind you that back in the day on a pirate radio ship, there was absolutely no way of instantly interacting with the DJ and the audience. How could they? All you could send was a letter. This was long before emails, and there certainly weren't phone-ins to a ship 3 miles out to sea. So all that Johnny did was he looked out to the coast and there was Frinton, the seafront at Frinton, and people would park their car looking out to the sea at night, and he would ask them questions and they'd flash their headlights twice for yes and once for no, stuff like that. They were known as the Frinton Flashers. And Johnny was off the ship once for a break, as often happened with the DJs, and Andy Archer stood in. And Andy told me this story that he was on air in the studio and they were having a good time, but it was time for the Frinton Flashers, where he had to go up on deck with a microphone on the lead. So the engineer rigged that up for him, but it was bitterly cold out on the deck of the ship looking back towards Frinton. So Andy was doing his bit, getting colder and colder, but the engineer thought, well, I could sort it for him, and brought him several large brandies, which Andy was very happy to have. But when he went back down into the warm studio, the alcoholic effect of the brandies accumulated took effect and he passed out on the floor of the studio and stopped broadcasting. The other story about Johnny Walker, which he told me, was back in the day in the 60s, let's be bold about this, those chaps out on the ships at sea would drink a bit of alcohol and smoke a bit of something that perhaps they shouldn't. And the supply of it out to the ship was a bit haphazard, and often they would run out. And the code was that Johnny would say to anybody listening, but basically his partner or his wife at the time, we're getting very low on tea bags. Tea bags being the code word for please send out some more of that naughty stuff in a package. And with so much mail going out to the ship, it wouldn't have got detected, not back in those days. So we're running low on tea bags. So his wife or his partner at the time, can't remember which, would go, aha, and send some more of the naughty stuff out so they could smoke it out on the ship. The problem was that all the listeners heard this, and loving the DJs on pirate radio even more than they do the DJs today, they'd all go, oh my goodness, they've got no tea bags on the ship. So guess what happened? The mail was packed with boxes and boxes of tea bags that then they had to store on the pirate ship. Well, God bless Johnny Walker. He's been part of our radio lives from the mid-60s right through to just a few months ago when he had to stop broadcasting. He showed us the way. He certainly showed me the way. He inspired me to be a better broadcaster. So rest in peace, Johnny Walker.
Thank you, David. Tea bags. Now I understand why they say Radio Caroline was on the high seas.